Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. It's time now for a quick geography quiz. Where is Luxembourg? Okay, we will settle for someplace in Europe. Many of us might have a difficult time precisely placing the small country on a map. It is indeed wedged in between Belgium, Germany, and France. Its population is about 500,000, or less than the city of Milwaukee, and it is 200 square miles smaller than Milwaukee County. But why are we telling you all of this? It's because the country's cultural and business interests reach far around the world, most recently to Wisconsin, where a large population of ethnic Luxembourgers have lived since the mid-19th century. And today, a new partnership between the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend and the Ministry of Culture in Luxembourg will provide a three-month artist-in-residence program at Borglinster Castle. It's funded by Wisconsin's ANSEI Development Corporation, which has significant business ties with Luxembourg. Lori Winters is the CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art. Bob Cripps is a senior representative of the ministry. And Mike ANSEI is the managing general partner of ANSEI Development. They joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North. And Lori Winters explained why the museum pursued this opportunity.
It's part of a strategy that we're developing at MOA to create an environment, something even kind of like a petri dish that will help promote arts and culture in Wisconsin. The hanging works of art on the wall is important, but creating a cultural environment where young artists can flourish is maybe even more important. So that's what we're trying to do, and this fits in perfectly with that strategy.
Well, Mike, for you, why was it so important to support something like this?
Well, it all goes back to our collaboration with the government of Luxembourg, which really started with the Luxembourg American Culture Society, which really started with the way we were raised. Our region, Newport, Washington, Belgium, Decatur, Sauk-Bolte Cross area was settled by Luxembourgers in the 1840s, and it was reborn. My dad was involved in it, but the government really was the catalyst of our involvement. This started back in about 2004. And so we developed this partnership. And then as a part of our vision, ANSEI Development Corporation, it's a way to give back to our communities. And so we started to recognize how valuable art is, how it's strategic in developing, creating, and innovating. And I saw it as an opportunity to invest on behalf of others. And then we met with Bob and his staff and started to develop this program, of which we fund and invest in on behalf of other people. And so in this particular case, the museum in West Bend was one of those opportunities for us. And it goes back to relationships again. Kevin Steiner, who's active in the organization, and my relationship in the insurance business all kind of was a catalyst. And then ultimately, it's our involvement with Bob and his staff. And we go over every year, and we look for ways to promote the government, the culture, and develop it for the future. And it's really about what we're going to do for others. And that's really the plan.
And Bob, a lot of people, if they aren't from this area, might not even really realize or know where Luxembourg is and that culture is so important and that we have these partnerships going on. Why is it important for you and for your government to support something like this?
Well, first, Luxembourg lies in between Germany, France, and Belgium. It is a very small country. It only holds 500,000 inhabitants. And as you might understand, we are very much aware that a third of our population went to the States on world from the 1840s. So that means that we have, for our size, a quite big population, here in America and especially here in Wisconsin. And so when these guys here around Mike and his friends build up this fantastic initiative, the Luxembourg American Cultural Society, we, of course, were very much excited about the idea, and we tried to find the best ways to collaborate.
This is the first time that a Wisconsin artist is going to have this opportunity to – I was looking at the brochure and thinking, oh, my goodness, I want to go to the castle, and I want to be there to do that. But somebody will get to do that. How are you making that decision? I imagine that quite a few people are applying.
Quite a few people are applying already, so it will be competitive. We're looking, as we stated in the application, for emerging artists with a successful track record, and that can mean a wide variety of things, and mid-career artists. this is an incredible opportunity for an artist who is just beginning to develop a national or international reputation to travel, to experiment, to see different ways of doing things, to make connections with galleries in Europe, and to sort of help take them to the next level.
Is there a limitation on media, or is it open to anyone doing anything?
It's open. Okay. Definitely, it's open. And, you know, so that's a conversation about how we make that work once we've chosen the candidate. We really want somebody who has a kind of pioneering mindset. And this is the first year of the program. So a lot of how the program works, I think, will be determined by this first individual, you know, whether they want to go and spend their time just working, or whether they want to make connections with galleries, or whether they want to teach a class at the university. That's all open. That's all a possibility. So we're looking for candidates to come back to us with some suggestions on how they might interact in this international environment of artists.
So you're actually encouraging the artists not only to make art, but to help create the program.
Yeah, I actually think that's a good description. I think there will be lots of opportunities. The program may be different from year to year, but the first year is critical in that it opens the door of possibilities.
What happens afterward? Will there be an exhibition of work in Luxembourg and also back here?
Still to be determined, and that will emerge with a conversation with the individual artist. So we're going to look at the pool of applicants, narrow it down to three for an in-person interview. And from that point, it really becomes about the conversation and how that individual artist sees themselves working in Luxembourg and what their plans are, what they would like to accomplish during that period.
Like, yes, I would like to say that we fully embrace the strategy that was just described by Laurie. And it is, of course, obvious that the first year will be a year where we'll see. It is a work in progress. We will, of course, see forward to give this artist a possibility for an exhibition.
And I'm assuming that there's not a requirement for the person to be of Luxembourgian descent here, but wouldn't that be interesting if you had an artist that had that to kind of tie it together?
It would be interesting, but it's not a requirement.
Right. No.
You're surprised by people who don't even know they're Luxembourgian. So you might be surprised even in the application process after you're selected how there might be a connect. Because that's the funny thing. As small as a country as it is, it's connected in so many ways. And that's the power of the country, is that they're able to be agile. They're able to facilitate. And the other thing I find interesting, and, you know, the initiative is something that our corporation is driving on behalf of everybody, and the initiative occurred because of the partnership. But when the design of the initiative and the program, it is an open architectural strategy towards creation. It isn't designed to be something that's confined. And if you understand the government and their strategies, and what Bob does is they're very open to creativity and the evolution of it. So the guidelines of it, when we sat down and established that and we shared that, aren't restrictive. And so the things that Bob's talking about or Laurie's talking about, the innovation of this product will continue. And that's the beauty of the government. They're uniquely different. They don't try to control things. They try to make the environment for the artist such that it can be creative.
Laurie, who's on the committee besides yourself?
There is an internal staff that'll make the first selection to three. And then following that will be an anonymous committee.
Okay. Yeah. But you have, you know, groups of people that are going to be looking at this very, very carefully.
It'll be a group of five.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having to pick something like this. I mean, that to me, I think, would be the hardest part of this, because I'm sure the number of candidates that are worthy of this far exceed the positions that you're able to fill, you know. I mean, you're going to have
it's
many.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. So encourage people to apply the next time around.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's no limitation on that. If they don't make it the first time around, they can reapply.
They should definitely reapply.
What do you hope happens, Bob, once this first artist has his or her residency and returns back to the United States? What do you hope that they bring back from this?
Well, there's different levels. So the first one would be that they bring home an impression that is positive on our country and that they fully appreciate the castle and the surroundings of it, and that the place that we installed, I mean, these facilities, that they will really positively play out. And on the second level, and this is maybe the most important, is that we expect this bringing something to the career of the Wisconsin artist in Europe. So we have to work on that and see how we can get him networked and connected to the European art world.
Are you hoping or are you planning to work with other ministries of culture in other countries in Europe to help, you know, maybe make connections that way too?
Well, we are certainly trying to work with other countries, but not, well, between ministries it's more a general affair and agreements, but this is a concrete project, and these kind of projects we want to develop, of course.
Yeah, the other beauty of it too, the collaboration, they're going to be immersed with other artists from all over Europe and different regions, so that artist from Wisconsin is going to be networked in a sense already by being and creating art with multiple artists from within Europe. So it's a networking session for them personally, too, that they have the opportunity, besides the government on their behalf. Because the way the government works and the way your team works, Bob, they're very passionate about this, and they're going to help avail people more. But it's the initiative of the artist. I mean, at the end of the day, in your selection process and who you select, that person has to have the ambition. And you know, art is an interesting thing. First, you're very creative and innovative, but then you almost have to be entrepreneurial. Right?
I mean, oh,
you must be.
Yeah.
I think so.
And so,
yeah,
for an entrepreneurial person, you're being incubated in a world that, here you have a ministry that wants to promote this, which, as we all know, in government state, that's always a challenged opportunity. But beyond that, they're put in a pool of other people. And so, it's a thing that's so unique about Luxembourg. They're so small, but yet so well positioned all over Europe. I mean, right now the former prime minister of the government is now the president of the EU nations, and it kind of tells you that Luxembourgers are networkers. That's really their history and heritage.
So, Mike, what are you hoping that this first artist brings back to Wisconsin?
Well, I think, you know, I actually wear a lot of different hats. I'm a consul general for the government, and so I also have a responsibility in promoting it. So One of the things in cooperation with Bob saying is the experience when you go to Luxembourg is a unique experience. And for that person, they then become an advocate for the government, for the people, and for the experience. Because it is strategically located in Europe. It has more French cuisine restaurants per capita than any place in the world, 5-star. And so it's a special place. And so if they come back, get that experience, are positive about the experience, they're going to be the best ambassador known to any of us. And that's kind of how Luxembourg works. It's word of mouth. That's how this program got. That's how they invested 400,000 euro in the Immigration Museum in Belgium, Wisconsin. How they built a pilot house in Port Washington. That's Luxembourg.
Well, bringing it back to the art, Laurie, what do you hope that this does, not only for the artist, but for the Museum of Wisconsin Art?
Well, I just love this philosophy,
yes,
you know, because it fits so perfectly with what, you know, our philosophy as a new institution is, and that is to just do it. I mean, there are so many great ideas out there. And, you know, to make them happen and be supportive of Wisconsin artists, to maintain high standards, to give Wisconsin artists the opportunity to have an international experience and bring that experience back here is an amazing thing. We have terrific artists working in this state, many of whom have national and international reputations already. So this is giving them a further opportunity and also celebrating the greatness of Wisconsin art.
I was thinking in terms of a small and nimble. It kind of describes the museum as well.
Absolutely.
And being able to move and being able to, you know, react quickly to something like this that comes along.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a fantastic program. I look forward to talking to whoever you choose whenever that person is announced, and maybe when they come back and they can tell us about their experience in Luxembourg, because I certainly want to hear it.
Great.
Thank you all for coming in this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bob Cripps is a senior representative of the Luxembourg Ministry of Culture. Laurie Winters is director and CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend. And Mike Ansay is managing general partner of Ansay Development Corporation. The deadline to apply for the Artist in Residence program in Luxembourg is September 8th. The winner will be announced at the museum on the 20th. One last break, and then another sort of break. Surfers looking for breaking waves at a Milwaukee area park this weekend. We will learn more after the break on Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM.